Hi, and welcome to the Seeing Deep podcast, where we see deep in a shallow world by exploring our surrounding culture through a biblical lens. In this third week of Advent, we are looking at the incredible gift of joy we have in Christ. Joy, so much more than an emotion and deeper than happiness. Do you have joy today? The scripture for this episode is taken from Nehemiah 8, verse 10b. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So many things rob us of joy, but there is a joy in the Lord that helps us to overcome the joy thieves of our day and to restore our joy again. The first joy thief is sin. Sin is a killer joy thief. This was the case in the opening verse of this episode from Nehemiah. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let me set the scene for you when this verse was spoken. The prophet Ezra had just read the word of God to God's people, and they were aware and overwhelmed by their sins. Just hearing God's word, which is living and active, as it says in Hebrews 4:12, and never returns void, as it says in Isaiah 55:11, changed their hearts. It was a major revival. People were repenting and amening everywhere. Have you ever been overwhelmed by your sins? Pretty sure you did not feel joy in that moment. And that is a good thing when we soberly examine ourselves and get rid of our sin by repenting. The Holy Spirit quickens our hearts if we are listening. And the sin that we become aware of in our lives, it's not to condemn us, but to convict us and set us free. But all too often we accept the accusation against our souls and let shame and guilt define us. We don't feel like we deserve such forgiveness and grace. Like God's people thousands of years ago, we have a choice to let the revelation of sin in our lives lead to revival or condemnation. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If God said it, I believe it." Accepting His free grace does not mean we continue in sin, though, as it says in Romans 6, verse 1, "May it never be," Paul said. But when we respond to conviction, we open the door for joy to come into our souls like no joy this world offers. But sin is not the only joy thief. Number two on my list today is grief. We don't have to live long in this world to see that we have troubles, lots of them. Jesus told us we would in advance, so we would know and know that we can overcome those troubles and have peace through Him, as it says in John 16, verse 33. Whether it is sorrows of this world, the loss of loved ones, financial woes or burdens or illnesses and pressures of this life, whatever the source of our grief, we can have joy right in the midst of it. This does not make sense when our hope is for this world. In the past year, I have had 5 close friends pass away, unexpectedly. Death does not make sense to us, but it is our reality. I think we set ourselves up to be joyless when our hope is for a carefree life. We live in a fallen world and the wages of sin is death, but God. God understands we have fear of death, but He came to take the sting from death. As it says in Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 15, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could He die, and only by dying could He break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could He set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Set free from the fear of death. Why? Because Jesus overcame death. When we are aware that our days are numbered, but there is an eternity waiting for us, how then ought we to live? What joy is ours? Because when we leave this world, it is not the end. And so we do not live for this world, but we stay alert, full of the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And we live for the only one who truly is our joy. Friend, grief is so hard to overcome. And Jesus wants to be your comfort. Entering into His presence fills us with joy again. As it says in Psalm 16:11, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." You know, if grief or sin have not stolen our joy, our hearts will. It says in Jeremiah 17:9 that our hearts are deceitful and beyond cure, desperately wicked. That's pretty bad. And our hearts can cause great discouragement and depression if we listen to them without filtering our thoughts through the Word of God, as the people in Nehemiah and Ezra's day did. This is so hard. It is easy to cave to our emotions. They are so strong. But feelings are not facts. When we speak truth to our hearts, we overcome. God's word and promises are true, and God is faithful. Psalm 94:19 says, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." God's consolation and comfort are greater than any temporary comfort in this world. Lastly, number four, misplaced joy can cause us to fall for counterfeit joys that were never meant to be our joy. As it says in Psalm 119:111, "Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart." Our joy is not in relationships. Our joy is not in worldly success. Our joy is not in anything this world affords. You might say, "But those things can make us happy." Yes, they can, temporarily. Is God's word the joy of your heart, friend? Did you catch in that verse that our heritage is forever and that it is His word that brings us joy? Nothing in this world can truly be our joy or last forever. The same Holy Spirit who is working in God's people's hearts thousands of years ago is still working in our hearts. If we will be people in His word, we can find joy. Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Peace and joy in Him. The hope we have in Christ brings us joy, not a hope for temporary joys, as it says in Proverbs 10:28, "The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish." This is our hope and joy, salvation, forgiveness, restoration of joy as we are healed and redeemed by our great God. Friends, I pray that you will have joy not just here at Christmas, but all year through. We have a great hope and joy in Christ alone. You've been listening to the Seeing Deep podcast, where we dive into the Word of God for the answers to life's problems.